From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As new Commonwealth ministerial group set to begin its work, Barbadian leader criticizes Commonwealth for being too soft on Nigeria. Antiguan Prime Minister hardens his position on the Guyana Island project. And is Mayor Giuliani playing politics with the Caribbean community in New York? We try to get answers. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The verdict of several Caribbean leaders at the end of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting was that the summit was a success. But today, the Prime Minister of Barbados, Owen Arthur, is taking a different line. He says that in Edinburgh, they failed to get it right on Nigeria.
It is, I suppose, perfunctory to say that these international conferences are or were tremendous successes. This conference had mixed results as far as I'm concerned. On the economic scene, it established the Commonwealth, if not as an economic body, certainly as an economic force. The Commonwealth really has not been seen hitherto as an organization that was as concerned with the economic fortunes of its members as perhaps it should have been. And the emphasis at this conference on trade and investment brought a new economic focus to Commonwealth affairs that was very salutary, but more especially so for small countries like Barbados. On the political side, I think the fortunes were not as great. I'm a little bit disappointed with the fact that a stronger position was not taken in relation to Nigeria. Much has not changed since New Zealand in relation to Nigeria. Much was not changed by this conference.
Prime Minister Arthur is in London on his way to Gabon in West Africa for a meeting of the African, Caribbean and Pacific Group. Despite, as he says, the Commonwealth not being tough enough towards the military government of Sani Abacha, he'll be giving his full support to the Ministerial Action Group, charged with making sure that Nigeria complies with the democratic principles set out in the Harare Declaration. His foreign minister and deputy Billy Miller will be a member of the action group. Mr. Arthur told me about the directions he intends to give Ms. Miller, but I began by asking him if he wanted to see Nigeria expelled.
Nigeria continues to thumb its nose up at the rest of the world. The raw reality is that nothing has changed since we met in New Zealand regarding Nigeria's move towards honoring its obligations. I would think that Nigeria could have sent a gesture of good faith to the Commonwealth by releasing the political prisoners. But no such gesture was forthcoming. And therefore, I am not entirely sanguine that the actions proposed will have the desired effect. I suspect that we might eventually have to do so. I do not want to prejudge the work of the group.
The Barbadian Foreign Minister, Billy Miller, will now be a member of CMAG. What are you going to say to her?
This Commonwealth Heads of Government Conference has laid out a very clear framework of action that it wishes to see Nigeria embark upon. It has given a very clear remit to the Ministerial Action Group to act on its behalf in relation to insurance compliance. And I would want her to be as faithful as she must be to the letter and the spirit of the mandate as specified by the heads of governments, because the heads of governments have accepted very clear recommendations as to what should be done within an 11-month period, failing which sanctions become mandatory. And I hope that she and the action group are utterly faithful, because I see this next 11 months as really just the last phase of an action by the Commonwealth to bring Nigeria back within the confines of the Harare Declaration.
Owen Arthur speaking in London today. The Prime Minister of Antigua Barbuda, meanwhile, is back home from Britain and the summit, and Lester Byrd has immediately restated that there will not be a referendum on the controversial Guyana Island project. The opposition and local environmentalists are charging that a conversion of the wildlife sanctuary into a luxury tourism resort would wreck it environmentally. Mr. Byrd has consistently said the planned environmental safeguards would be more than adequate. I raised the subject of Guyana Island when I spoke to him in Edinburgh recently and put to him charges that he had been suppressing a report which says the project would cause damage.
That is not true. When we met in Parliament last time, we circulated it. The fact that they absented themselves from Parliament is another thing, but they're available, I'm sure, if in fact they really wanted it, then it's available. We circulated it to it, and we have instructed that they be printed at the printery, and all of the government offices must have it, and anybody who wants it can get it for a nominal thing. We have disclosed it totally. We debated it, in a sense, in Parliament. I mean, we adverted to it, and since then we have made it available. So I don't think that that is a real reason. And in any event, they obviously had a leaked copy, and which they had adverted to in the newspaper week in, week out.
The report says it doubts that the project can be accommodated in the environment without long-term damage. It says despite the good intentions of the developers, the scale of the project and the nature of the site don't go together. $300 million, six high-class hotels, three championship golf courses. Is it still going ahead despite the report's reservations?
Yes, I think the environmental law in this country, for instance, is that you must at least take what is said.